It is Hidden Gems Day here on MyFM, and right now I am with Donna Blue, who is the Manager of Communications for the Strathroy Conservation Area. Donna, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So can you tell us a bit about the history of the Strathroy Conservation Area?
Sure. So it was actually acquired very early in the days of the Conservation Authority back in 1964. Our Conservation Authority was founded in 1961. So it was acquired really just for the objective of preserving the ecological significance of the area and also provide an area for recreation for the local residents.
And what can people expect if they come down to the area?
I think they can expect a nice leisurely walk. Right now, the colors are obviously beautiful. It will take you through, we have 3 kilometers of trails that go through a mature hardwood forest. It also has remnants of an old white pine plantation. And it's a variety of boardwalks and stone dust trails. The property is a floodplain, so it is home to a provincially significant wetland complex as well. Lots of wildlife is in the area. I know I constantly see deer, lots of waterfowl, obviously your typical geese and ducks, but it's also frequented by herons and egrets, and we've even seen some bald eagles frequent the area over the years as well.
So for anybody who may be listening and doesn't quite know where the area is, where is it located?
So it's located right in Strathroy. You can access the trail system either from the opening at our administration building, which is on Milpon Crescent, or there's a parking lot just off of Head Street, just north of the dam. There's a parking lot there where the trails can be accessed as well.
Is the park open all year round?
It is. We don't do any winter maintenance, so we just warn people who are going out in the wintertime that we're not out plowing the trails or anything like that. But yeah, it's open all year round.
How long are the trails?
There's about 3 kilometers of trails at the property, and consists of both boardwalk and chip and dust.
And we know you guys have had quite a few upgrades that have been happening to the park over, you know, the past couple of months. Can you tell us more about them?
Sure. So we're always looking for opportunities to upgrade not just our Strathroy Conservation Area, but all of the conservation areas we have throughout our watershed. So just this past summer, we upgraded over 1 kilometer of the trail. It was resurfaced with a stone dust material that will not only extend the life of the trail system, but also improves the accessibility of the area. And this fall, about 27 sections of the existing boardwalk are going to be replaced as well. So that's coming up in the next couple of months.
And is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just that we really appreciate the support of the local community in visiting the conservation area. We always like to remind our visitors, though, to ensure that they don't leave any trash along the trails and they pick up after themselves, and also to keep their dogs leashed.
Thank you so much for coming in and being a feature on our Hidden Gems Day. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much.